Oh! Fade it out real quick. There we go.
Wow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast, Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
I'm Zeke. We have Bay right here, too.
I'm Bay.
And right now, well, we have a guest. He'll be coming on very soon. Just talk about, well, how was your day today?
My day was fantastic. We actually, Zeke and I work together, so we spent a lot of time together today.
My day, I hung out with someone really cool today. I had really fun.
Okay.
Hung out with someone.
Who's that? You want anything to share? Or?
It's you.
Oh, it was you. Oh.
It's you.
We're talking about the same thing. We're on the same page.
Don't get so jealous, dude.
Don't worry about it. Zeke and I worked today for about 4 hours, and then we came home and waited for a UPS package for, what would you say? When did I get home? We got home at like 2:30. Didn't leave my house until about 6:30.
Yeah, we watched a Netflix original.
We watched a Netflix original that has a potty word in it. So
a lot of potty words. Actually, not a lot.
Actually didn't have it. No, but then the title.
The title.
The end of the F word world is what it was. But it's fantastic.
Even though the world's not ending, but
and
still.
That's whatever. Spoilers, dude.
Sorry, guys.
The world doesn't end. I mean, it does.
Just watch the trailer and you'll see.
Chess says first, by the way.
Oh, Chess, we're all proud of you. Hey, welcome, Chess. Chess C to the podcast. If you want to subscribe, you know, you don't have to if you don't want to, but you can and you have to.
Thanks.
There's links in the description for, in the future, we're going to be putting this on Twitch.
Yep.
We figured for the first one, we throw it on my channel. So if you want to go and check that, if you'd like.
Go ahead and check it out.
Oh, we didn't even introduce Lance. Lance, peek your head in the little...
We've got Lance over
this
here.
This is Lance. He runs all AV.
All the camera stuff.
He's got a push-to-talk mic, so if we ever want to talk to him.
Hey.
There he is.
There he is, dude.
Man, that is just... That's just exciting. You might not recognize the lovely chap in the back on this poster back here, but this is one of... What's his name?
Shoot.
I've seen
Logan?
Him a little bit.
No, not Logan, dude.
I don't think it's Logan.
Who is it?
It's not Logan?
I don't think so, dude. I think Logan, he quit YouTube, I think, permanently.
Oh, that's right.
We don't know. Actually, I think that's just hopes and dreams, so.
Well, this is relative.
Jake Paul, it's right
Jake
on the
Paul.
Poster, dude.
Oh,
shoot.
Sorry,
guys. Jake Paul.
We got Jake Paul. It's everyday, bro.
It's everyday, bro. Speaking of.
What does he say?
Dude, what do you think? What do you think he says? I don't have mine ready.
He always says something. I can't remember what it was.
Everyday, bro. And speaking of everyday, bro, someone has a story connected to this guy who is also our guest. Welcome, everybody, my brother, Sam Leeper. Come on the show, Sam.
We got Sam Leeper in
the
house.
We have Sam Leeper here, a.k.a., like I said.
What direction? Oh, that's a nice graphic.
So this will be our camera.
Okay.
And that one.
All right, this is our
camera. And then that one's Zeke's.
Okay. All right.
All right, so now let's talk. So... Obviously.
Let's talk.
We have some water right there if you ever get thirsty, by the way.
That might come in handy a little bit later.
That will actually, yeah, it'll definitely come in handy. So, don't worry, we have more water.
We do have a little stagnant one over.
Yeah. So, first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm tired.
Tired?
Here on East Coast time, we're sitting at about a 9:05 time frame. Eastern Standard Time for those on the... Well, I know we have a few viewers
wherever
from...
the heck you are.
Mountain Time. That's 2 hours behind, right? 2 hours
Mountain
in,
Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours.
2 hours in Pacific is Trois. So if you're from those realms, welcome.
Welcome all nine of the realms.
Welcome all nine of the... How many time zones are there? In
the U.S.?
The U.S. Including Hawaii and Alaska.
Oh, I have no idea with...
I think Hawaii and Alaska have two separate...
Probably like
darn non-contiguous ones.
I think Alaska's on Pacific time. I'm going to call
it.
I think it might be. Because I think that the globe kind of like skews it, but...
Six time zones.
Okay, I wanted to look it up, but...
I was going to say five.
What time zone is...
Well, the globe doesn't skew it, because the globe actually like represents its real shapes.
Wow, I literally can't
true.
Open this.
Then a map would
skew it. It's the map that skews it, that makes it look really disproportionate.
Oh, they have something called Alaskan Daylight Time. Those
they just
rascals,
have
to
wait.
They have,
are they like wait? Do they have their own time zone? Is there like no one else
time
in it?
In Alaska?
Is it because they don't have light sometimes?
They don't. Yeah. They have like 3 months of darkness, but they don't do daylight saving time. I don't think.
I guess that would make sense since they have like
never light most of the
yeah.
time. They have a really cool flag with the little dipper on it.
They do have a cool flag.
So that's Alaska. If you're from Alaska, you know, welcome.
At Liberty,
there were more Alaska license plates than Wyoming. We found one Wyoming and probably seven Alaskas.
That's great.
And Hawaii, which you gotta take a boat to bring your car from Hawaii.
Dang.
We did the license plate game, and Wyoming was that was the one that...
I saw a Louisiana license plate for the first time today. I've never seen a Louisiana license plate, but that happened.
That's sweet. Today. What did it look like? Did it have, like, the little thing that the New Orleans Saints have?
No, it didn't have the fleur-de-lis. It just, like, it was just kind of in, like, you know, that kind of font that's, like, in between, like, normal print and, like, cursive, just kind of, like, scrawled.
Yeah.
Red. Louisiana. It wasn't anything special.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was, like, the only Louisiana license plate I think I've ever seen.
And your mom is from Louisiana. That's a shame.
At least she was born there. Yeah.
I've been to New Orleans, like, twice.
I've been nowhere.
When I was, like, six. You've been nowhere?
Nowhere, dude.
When I was, like, six, we went to Mardi Gras for some reason.
That's not fun, dude.
It was just...
It's not fun.
Miserable.
When did you
it's
go
just
to Mardi Gras?
No, it's just a bunch... I've never been, but, like, this... What my mom says, and, like, when the girls went there, because they went there, it's just a bunch of drunk
people.
It's
just a little dirty.
That's what I heard. Gabrielle's the only one of the four of us who's actually, like, gone to Mardi Gras.
Why is that?
I thought Abby went.
It was
the
only
girls
Gabrielle.
Went, really?
Yeah, it was Gabrielle. But, like, she was so little, she probably doesn't even remember.
She was three.
Yeah.
Oh, she definitely remembers.
Your mom
just we know how her memory works.
That's good.
We all remember how her memory works. She remembers when she was first born, actually. That's what she says, though.
She remembers.
She will really remember.
I used to think
pre-birth.
Pre-birth, she remembers stories. I used to think that you could see out of a belly button. Like, when you're a baby, that you could... Like, my parents went to the Grand Canyon when I was in the womb.
Yeah.
And I used to...
And that was, like, your spy hole?
Like, dude, what are you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening? Wait a minute. I think that my mom might have told me that, and I just believed it. I wouldn't be surprised.
Dang. Okay, so, now, you were telling us earlier about your Jake Paul story. So
yeah.
How about you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know.
Tell it to Jake Paul.
Jake Paul's really interested in that.
No. I don't know if this story is going to, like, show how, like, not... culturally attuned I am at all, or maybe it's maybe I had the right mindset. I don't think, from what you told earlier,
I thought that, like, it seems reasonable.
Okay.
Like, you're,
all right. So, like, I don't
entouchment.
I don't know if I'm gonna be the butt of my own joke, but if it makes the podcast funny, I will.
You'll be fine. Don't worry. I will lend my joke to.
All right. So, yeah, I didn't know who Jake Paul was. I don't know how I've been that fortunate, but I didn't know who he was until, like, 2 weeks ago, I think, like, when I came home for Christmas break. I had no idea who he was. But my girlfriend Haley and I, we went to Witch Witch today, and we're having a normal conversation. We're sitting at a table. There's, like, a bunch of bar stools, like, right behind her.
Right.
And there's, like, two teenagers sitting at the stools. And so we're just having a normal conversation, and... I guess you can't say anything ironically anymore to teenagers.
You can't get irony.
Wait, so, like, how old, like, put an age on
it. Like, I'm 90% sure they were, like, freshmen from Midlo. Like,
where did you guys come from?
That's
what would that put you at, like,
you
13, 14?
Yeah, like, how did you get, they probably just took their scooters or whatever. They were, like,
going to Witch Witch.
Your dad was over in the corner, like,
They need some quality time together.
But actually, they were sitting at bar stools, and then their dad was sitting at a table, like, right next to them.
It's like, dude, I gotta give him some space.
That is actually true.
The son is like, Dad, chill out.
Okay, so we're having a normal conversation, and I just... Ironically, I drop in. I'm just like, dude, it's every day, bro. I drop in the reference, which...
Yuck, dude.
I kind of, like, subconsciously, I was like, that is a mistake, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like, yeah, that's for you. That's for you, Jakey boy.
He's Spider-Man.
But, like, so I knew, and probably in my heart of hearts, that was the wrong move.
Dude, yeah.
But I said it anyway.
Yes.
I said it anyway. And so, this is legit what happened. I'm looking at the camera for this. So, the guy sitting closest to us... This is as soon as "it's every day, bro" comes out of my mouth. This is what happens. You're me.
Oh God! All his
demons
just, like, rise. They just rise up. They hear the calling.
Like, never have I so, like, intensely regretted so immediately something that I've done. I was regret. Just, it was like he was giving me cancer. Like,
dude, it's terrible. That's literally his answer for anything. Second Jake, hey Jake, smoke, but... Jake, why did you kill 20 people? It's every day, dude, bro.
It's every day, bro. What was it that he said on the H3H3 podcast when he said, oh, there was the, no, it was his thing that he got in trouble for. And they were like, "Why did? Oh, the Post Malone thing.
The Post Malone. Why did you film and not blur anything?"
He's like, "Dude, because it's every day, bro.
Why didn't you take down the video? It's every day, bro. Because
To bring it to like this conversation, like this kid was like giving me respect points through his eyes, like, his eye contact.
We're speaking the same language,
and I was just like, I don't want.
We're not speaking the same language. I'll tell you that right now. No, thank you.
Oh my gosh, I regretted that so fast. Like,
no thanks.
Just gotta suck those words back up, please.
Oh, that is terrible.
Dude. That's my Jake Paul story.
That's gross.
I wonder if his dad knows if he watches Jake Paul. I feel like none of the definitely parents know.
No, because
I don't
Logan
think the
Paul
parents
thing,
watch
the Logan Jake Paul thing. The remember before it got taken down, it had 6 million views. And like 600,000 likes before it got taken down. And the thumbnail had a dead person in it. Like, have you seen that?
You have not heard of that?
No.
He was in Japan in the suicide forest vlogging.
No.
And they came across a recently hung person who hung himself in the suicide forest. It was terrible.
Like, literally,
Jake Paul did.
You want to bring it up on the TV?
Logan did. Just type in Logan Paul.
That's like the worst thing.
First video that's going to come up.
First thing that's going to come up is going to be a bunch of people talking about it. Like, bigger YouTubers talking
about it. I saw at least 8 videos on my subscription.
Yeah, just on my subscriptions, I did too.
But he legit went to the suicide forest in Japan?
Come on.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that because many other YouTubers did. It's just that he filmed
the
dead body.
It is the first one. Oh, well, his I'm so sorry video came up first.
But like, he like took pictures with it and like just made
it
look.
It was like cracking jokes. But his apology was the worst thing. He did an iPhone note and then posted it as a tweet, but it was just like a humble brag kind of. It was not good.
The video was much better.
Where's the actual video? Should I just play PewDiePie ones and then skip through it? Because there's not. Because he took it down.
Well,
remember he took the video
down? I was just saying, show when he searched Logan Paul.
It's not right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, see? Hey, Pineapple Soda.
It wasn't monetized.
Somebody in the chat just said the tweet was horrible. Dude, the tweet was terrible.
It was so bad. All right, so here we go. Let's go ahead and drag that over. So here we are. This is what he wore to the suicide forest. He wore the green alien hat from
and
Toy
his
Story.
Weird rings.
And his gross, disgusting rings. Here's more. That's
Pineapple Soda says that tweet was horrible.
That's what I was saying.
There he is again. Laughing.
Go to YouTube and just type it.
It was so bad, Sam. It's on national news everywhere.
It was on ABC.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm just like, now I'm just glad I don't have cable at school. Like,
even
don't look at all
my
videos I watch, which is just
H3.
It's all H3. Okay. Let's see.
Why I'm like,
so here he is. This is him.
Oh, his star.
Santa Diss Track. Love it.
CBS. The Today Show.
I wonder if, do you think they play the original? Like,
No, there's no way they would clear
content after failing to remove a graphic video from its site. Social media star Logan Paul apologized this week for posting a video to YouTube showing the body of an apparent suicide victim. It stayed on the site for at least 24 hours and was reportedly viewed more than 6 million times. Paul deleted the video after rising backlash and announced last night that he was taking a break.
YouTube said in a statement, if a video is...
Thank goodness, though. Like,
took you long enough to take the video down.
His thing's not every day, bro. His is live like a maverick.
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't know which one's worse.
I know. Like, and it... Oh,
live like a maverick.
And it's two
what
brothers
is that, dude? Shut
and
up.
The worst part is, they both, like... I bet that 25% of their audience are, like, co-subscribers to both of them.
Yes.
And then the rest are all unique. Because they, like, pick sides. Which means that all of these people are getting... Like, it's all separate. So, like, if one has 15 million and one has 11 million, it's really closer to, like, 20 million different people that are...
Pineapple Soda says one of his fans said that the guy was lucky for being in Logan's video.
Oh,
he said that he is jealous that the guy killed himself to get into the video.
Comments like that are cancer.
Terrible.
Thank you.
Terrible.
I saw that video. It was a 12-year-old.
It was
on Keemstar, wasn't it? With Drama
Alert? Yeah. He was like, you know what?
He should be lucky that he was on Logan Paul's vlogs, because then he got exposure. It's like, what the heck?
I mean, he was probably joking.
Yeah, oh,
I don't think that kid was. No, did you see him? He was dancing,
really,
so he had the merch on.
I thought it was going to be one of those videos, like with the video with Chubbs, where the guy was like, I'm a fan of Chubbs, and what he did is wrong. And he just took all his merch and just threw it in the trash. I was hoping the kid would do that, but...
I can just feel the life force sucked out of me when I read comment sections of YouTube.
Dude, the comment section is... You'll lose brain cells immediately.
You will.
Instantly.
And your life. The years come off. It's like the machine from The Princess Bride or something, just sucking the years of your life away.
We already knew that Jake Paul was better than Logan Paul. Because Logan Paul was just stupid.
Yeah.
Jake Paul, this is all an act.
Yeah, we were all saying...
officially found out it was all an act.
Like, in PewDiePie's video, he said that he was like, I've always said that Logan Paul's the worst because Logan Paul does stupid stuff, but he doesn't know he's doing stupid stuff. Jake Paul does stupid stuff. He's like, I know it's stupid, but I'm just going to keep doing it.
I saw a Yed guy in the Suicide Forest.
I saw that guy in the Suicide Forest.
Literally what he sounded like. The camera panned to him and he said, I saw a dead guy in Suicide Forest. That's what...
Thank you, Pineapple Soda.
Yeah, like, he can't be smart and, like, know how bad what he's doing is if he actually goes to those extremes.
Yeah.
So I guess Jake gets slightly more credit for, like, monetizing stupidity. But
yeah.
That's crazy.
Terrible.
I guess that's the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. So, officially, Jake Paul is now better.
Yeah, Jake Paul's...
Not by a lot, but...
So, let the record show that we're not really in support of either.
I'm a Jake Pauler.
Dude. Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, now we're all Jake Paulers.
I'm a Jake
Pauler.
Let's
go deck the halls with yellow diamonds.
I don't even
diamonds.
Know if we can
oh
set up
gosh.
As irony. We need to come up with a new poster, though. I need to stop rocking in this chair. Really
dude, if we get raved, I'm sorry, Jake.
Sorry, Jake.
Not my fault. It's not my fault. Okay, so we have a little bit of a game. Are you ready?
Oh,
okay.
Game
now?
Oh, my
game?
Gosh. I've drinking, like,
game?
two-thirds
what
of my
reverse?
Water bottle.
So the first one's not really water. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to do those?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we would save those for last because those are more gross.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You're going to need water for this one, probably. Are you out of water, Sam? You need more water? Or
is this going to be enough for the challenge?
I need...
Lance is going to be
okay.
A part of it, too.
Thanks. Oh, all right.
Okay. So, let me go ahead and get them out. So, it's in a little tiny bag. So, these are Haunted Ghost Pepper Chips. They picked up.
And it's...
Okay.
Let me see real fast.
We lost all our viewers.
Don't say that on air.
Oh,
look, negative viewers now.
Have you seen this? The challenge where it's one chip wrapped in this. It looks like a coffin. It's like a coffin thing with one chip inside, and people do the challenge and they can't finish it. But this one, I guess, is like a step down because it's just a ghost pepper. But
it's still going to be hot.
Okay,
it's
still going to be ridiculous.
I'm not intimidated.
I hate spicy stuff, so I'm definitely...
I don't think it's going to be all that bad.
I'm going to lose it. Can we open them?
Do it for the viewers.
So, here we go.
All of our
do
subscribers
it for
will
can
come
put
back.
It in the camera real quick?
Oh, yeah. Show
okay,
it to...
Okay, so, these are them. Can you see it? Pretty good.
Show it in that camera.
Yeah, show it in
closer
this.
To you.
Okay, here's the chips.
Pacui?
Here's the chips.
Looks Hawaiian.
So...
Not to be a generalization. Anymore.
Now, if you want to see them...
There you go.
There it is.
If you want to try it, go ahead.
It was only so the
go to your local 7-Eleven.
You can buy it online for like $90. I'm pretty sure.
$90.
Yeah.
How much did you get this one?
Oh,
for?
Can we show a one chip challenge on YouTube?
Yeah, we can. You want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just right. To kind of give you
get a sense
of the one chip.
But this look at that. $90 at
Walmart.
$70 on eBay.
So wait. So how much did this bag cost?
Like $2. Was that?
So what? I'm.
So this isn't. This is the step down. So
oh, that's
the
step. The
other
okay.
one is the.
So that's the straight up like.
Yeah, the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
But this one's a ghost pepper.
Okay.
Okay.
$90.
Let's just do this one's on ESPN, so it's probably.
Is it
like,
Shaquille O'Neal?
No, Mike and Mike. But it's just.
I like Mike and Mike.
It's just looks professional.
And we gotta keep it clean.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So here we go.
They got the hats on too.
2-1
I seen
there
it.
They go. All right, Golick's got his in. D Wood's got his in. Mikey's got his. Trey's still holding out. Go ahead, Trey. Come on. There he goes.
Why is he waiting?
Let's see. I will do play by play for the radio audience. The television audience on ESPN2 should have a full understanding
of
what's going on.
Gallon of
no
milk.
Problem.
Yeah.
Let me duck under the cameras here. And let's see. Golick, how do you feel? Guys, let me hear how you're feeling.
It's gone. The chip is gone.
Yep, it's gone.
It's Mikey, you look a little out of it.
Chip's gone.
Okay. D-Wood, how about you?
Are you not entertained?
Okay, I'm good. Is this now a competition? Who's going for the milk first?
From what I've seen, it hits you later. So I'm
okay.
You were late, dude.
It's
the warm up.
They're like, yeah, that's where we were.
Time to warm up.
Yo. I see Golik's face.
Oh my gosh.
Mikey, you're right.
It took a long time, a little bit.
Oh my god. Mikey, what are you doing?
His eyes.
Oh,
oh no!
Oh,
this is the $100.
Yeah, this is the bigger one.
Oh, did I? Yeah.
Don't touch your face. Whatever.
I think I already touched it. I might go blind.
Go ahead and go into the milk.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
It's a big deal.
Guy on the right and left,
what's
a little bit.
Did you really eat it, or did you put the.
No, chips are there.
Oh.
How you doing, man? I got to touch my
good.
Eye.
Big
one. The trick, you can good, just baby. Put in your mouth and swallow it.
But I feel like that takes up your intestine.
Your eyes
help
are
you
very
poop.
Red.
Yes.
Very red.
Yeah.
How would you describe what's going on right now?
Oh, he takes the bread.
It's heating up a little bit.
Why can't they take the gloves off?
You can bread tissue. You can take off your gloves and then you can touch your face. Right? Take the gloves off and then you can touch your face. Ooh. Mike, the Golics are really dripping now. There's a lot of water coming out.
Oh my,
out
they're crying.
It's just, it won't stop.
They're both pacing though. I feel like they secretly did it.
Won't stop. Mikey.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, Mikey's almost like wobbling a little. D-Wood is staying the strong and Trey, I don't know what.
What's the deal, I ask you.
Oh my god.
Okay, now there we.
No, that was a joke.
Okay.
I'm not going.
Right, that was a joke.
Right. I'm not doing it.
This tier's a joke.
By Trey right now. This is
I am as well.
Hold on. How about you?
Hold on.
You look
all right. Okay, cut.
Uh-oh. Good.
I can't talk. I can't watch it. 6 minutes? What do they do for the rest of the 4 minutes?
I don't know. They're crying. They're just crying.
They're just crying.
Can't do this anymore, dude. All right, so here we go.
I'm not.
Win the world's hottest. You could win.
Oh, you can win the world's hottest.
You could win it.
So I want to know what the Scoville.
Let's do another challenge.
What kind of Scoville is that up there?
Because what would you use these for?
I'm smelling spices, but.
Ghost pepper Scoville level.
All right, so. Let me take mine out. Get mine. That one doesn't have a lot of stuff on it.
That looks like a Dorito. That
was trying.
They all look like Doritos.
Dude, ultimate prank. Just
does
like
this smell
switch
bad?
Them out.
There you
switch
go.
Switch them out with a bag of Doritos.
Dude, I'm so nervous.
Does this smell hot? Right.
I can smell spice.
So
Bay's not
it,
gonna smell it.
Where is it on the
you're
Scoville,
not gonna smell it probably.
Scoville heat
bad.
Scale.
It's 5 down from the hottest.
Okay.
It won't be that bad.
There's something called pure capsaicin.
I don't like the smell.
All right.
Then again, my nose
I'm
is
getting
like,
my water ready.
Get your water ready.
I don't think I'm worried. I don't think that that's
you're, yeah, as you're bad not. As yeah, the, you're fine.
Why am I fine?
Because like
why is it
every saying? Time, like if we watch like one of the hot sauce videos or whatever, you want to try them. All
well,
the
I
time.
Do. I really, really like hot things. And I
yeah.
When I was younger,
get my
I had
dad
this,
down.
I had, like,
my
a
my
tongue
stomach's kind of oh,
get my dad down.
No, seriously. When I was younger, I had a thing where my tongue was like messed up, and it'd be like acute to some. Flavors like sour would be
yeah.
fine 1 week, but hot wouldn't, and then it would switch. And it
hot is never really fine. I just do not like hot stuff.
I don't. It doesn't
because I like
it
when
it smells like. Because
I like it
you,
when
did you get one, Lance.
I like it when
I'll get one after
when stuff tastes
okay.
good. Do you want one
after? Y'all go.
Great.
Or
just go in. Just
okay.
go in.
I want. Who can go the longest without?
Who can go the longest without water?
It was hot and then just went away.
Wow, that just sucks, like, all the fluid out of your mouth.
Whoa.
It was hot for 2 seconds and it went away.
Yeah.
You too?
No.
I felt it go on my tongue and it went...
It was, like, super spicy and now it's, like, down.
Oh, no, now it's getting up there. Oh, it's... Ugh, that's gross.
Bae, you look fine.
I'm like, what?
You is it in your throat?
It's
no, it's on my tongue. Do my tongue. Oh, that's gross.
It tastes nasty.
It tastes all right. Like, it tastes like those spicy nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh.
It makes me salivate like a whole
lot. Ugh.
Wait, where is it in your mouth?
It's nowhere, dude. It's just on my tongue. It's gross.
Mine's like mainly on like the back of my throat. It's like it's going down slowly, but it's like it's intense heat on the back of my throat.
Mine's not on the tip of my tongue, and then
it's... Oh, it's on my I got some on my tongue now again. It's on my lips.
Let me see the bag.
Oh my gosh, dude. I don't like this feeling.
I wanna.
I got some in the corner of my mouth.
Oh, it's gluten free. If you were curious.
Anthony, come on the show, dude.
chair.
It's just is making me salivate like a ridiculous amount. Ground corn, expeller pressed canola oil.
I hate hot stuff, dude.
Salt, ghost pepper.
So are you going to drink the water or the root beer?
So you don't like water, yourself, no? Zeke?
I don't. Dude. I don't like it.
Is it hot?
Yes.
I feel like I didn't get one with a lot
of
stuff.
Are you eating another one?
Hold on.
All right.
Wait, we're doing it again? Mm-hmm. Another round?
I just think mine didn't have much stuff on it.
Zeke, are you going to do another one?
No, dude. Leave me out of this, dude. I don't like hot stuff. I can barely hand Tabasco.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do Sriracha?
Mm-mm. They don't smell very good.
They don't. I thought a ghost pepper looked different. Oops.
All right, I'm going to get soda now. This does not help.
For those of you who just joined, we're doing a little ghost pepper chip challenge.
Oh, ooh.
Spicy
guy. Oh, that hit me. Just for a second.
See, like, I feel like... Oh, what's up, Bryce? Bryce is on. Hello, Bryce.
Hey, Bryce.
I played baseball with Bryce back in the day. He was there when I broke my nose.
That just...
Ooh. Ooh, wow. Every time for me, it's on the throat.
Dang, Zeke, I've never seen you drink that much water.
Oh, I'm all right. I'll be good for a year.
I'll be good for a year. You got your minerals in for the year.
Ooh. I want to see what Lance says.
I hate this stuff.
I don't like.
Am I going over there?
I was expecting. You want? Yeah, go sit next to Zeke. Put it on the table. Ooh. Is it tough?
It's just burning on the back of my throat.
Sitting there.
Yeah.
I bet I could down
this
three
one
more.
Doesn't look that bad. It's gross.
I think I'm gonna be done. I'm done.
That's too much, dude.
That is not bad.
It does take a little bit, but
you have to wait. You have to wait. Bad. When you swallow it, it might come to you. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, who would pay $90 for those other chips?
And that other one I think was two levels up.
This does not have good flavor. It's like a plain chip with just hot stuff. I can't smell it.
Oh, I don't think it smells.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
My
there
nose.
We go. There we go.
So if the ghost pepper is 850,000,
what is that? What is the unit, though?
No, Scoville.
What is it actually a unit of?
I have no idea. Let's see. Oh, Scoville units.
Yeah, like that's the measurement, but what is it measured?
Like the spiciness, I guess.
Add the burps.
Haley, this might clear up your sinuses.
But you know, like...
I actually don't like it.
This is my fifth one.
Well, like with temperature, like you use Celsius or Fahrenheit or Kelvin to measure, like...
I want one more.
I think it's that capsaicin.
Bryce is now following us on
Yeah,
Twitch.
That's... Or that's on the top one.
Thanks, Bryce, that for one, following us on Twitch.
That one had a lot of salt on it.
Ooh. Okay.
They're not that bad, though. The Takis are definitely worse.
I need
worse.
Another one. Another hit.
I think Takis are worse than this.
I'm not eating any more of those.
Are you guys done with these?
I actually really like them.
Hey.
Thanks, Bryce.
Do you remember Bryce from when he came to our games?
Wasn't that the one who was supposed to give you
the
panel?
Yeah, dude.
The panel.
All right.
Bryce
so
salty.
You liked them, I did not because I don't like spicy stuff. It's gross.
Spicy stuff. So I feel like on a like.
Hey there.
Have you ever had just straight wasabi?
No, dude. No, I'm not dumb.
I'm convinced that straight
have you
wasabi.
Had it?
Yeah, like.
Wow.
I'm convinced that straight wasabi is worse for those like 2 seconds than any pepper. You know where it like really like explodes.
Oh yeah. I've never had it straight, but I've had like too much on my food.
And I'd like to say it got hotter after I drank water.
Really?
Oh, it burns when you drink soda, dude.
Well, yeah. Something came out your mouth.
Oof. Switch it out.
Dang it.
Yuck. All right. That is gross. Okay, so if you guys really liked this challenge, then you guys should do it.
They were at 7-Eleven. I don't know if that's...
Yeah. But they're called the...
He needs some milk. That's what Bryce just said.
Hakui? Yeah.
What brand? I'm a big fan of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody says.
Isn't like bread the best thing you can eat right after spicy food?
I think
more than like milk?
Yeah. I've heard that milk doesn't do anything
on that Hot Ones thing. Dang, that last one, I just got, that one had something special on it.
Mine, I got one and it didn't have a lot of stuff on it. I picked one out that had a lot of stuff on it. I probably still couldn't handle the one that didn't have anything on it.
Mine is all gone.
Pakui?
Mine too, Lance. Gross, dude. That's gross.
Pakui.
Alright, so if you guys like this challenge, make sure that you want to try it. They are, well, they're hot for me, but
there are sponsors for this week.
So,
non-GMO certified.
So, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get back with another challenge.
This
one's
going to be unique. This one's not going to be more of a, it's not, well, I guess you could call it a challenge. It's more unique than anything.
If you can just, you'll see. Like, it's
kind of gross. Before we go to break, Bryce wants to know if we have any major plans for 2018.
Major plans? We're going to be doing this podcast. I think that that's going to be one of our biggest ones.
Yes.
Dude, Bryce. Okay. I think Bryce might have... you can answer this in like the 50 seconds or whatever it's delayed. Excuse but me. Don't you have the Audio-Technica AT2020? Like the one that goes on an arm? Audio-Technica. We'll just wait for your response.
Just kidding. Starting now.
No, so we're going to... We got check back four, after commercial. Four arm mics that are... We'll need to figure out what the best... Anyway, we're going to have four mics. Lance is going to have his own. It's going to be beautiful. I still don't want to go for the water. I'm not a pansy.
You've held out.
You already won.
I just like, yeah, you already won.
You already won.
Yeah, like everyone else is.
I'm just salivating so much, it feels like I'm drinking water.
Me too.
Like,
I have so much saliva right
sounds
now.
Sounds like something like a super tough guy would say. I don't know, like.
I'm also dying on the inside from other things. Not that I'm just kidding. So,
Bryce, your own stomach on fire yet too? I think that last trip I ate had something special on it.
That so the I was looking at the bottom when I was picking at them. There's some on there that are literally just coated. Like it's
Oh no.
These chips just seem sketchy.
Oh wait, Bryce just replied. Bryce
so like to say that there was something special on your chips is like that's even like more sketchy. I feel
he said that he's got the same mics as us. Those BM700s except for ours are the NW700.
Yeah.
But we looked at them and they
BM700 the same ones, just different companies.
So, yeah. I think they're the exact same thing. So we're gonna get those. It's gonna be fire.
They're gonna be awesome. So yeah, we're just gonna cut to a quick commercial break. Probably about five minutes.
It'll be like 2 minutes.
Maybe 2 minutes. All right. Well.
We'll be right back. We've got a little thing.
See you guys.
Slide.
We're back.
What's up, everyone?
Whoa! We're back.
You know what we haven't done yet?
The other challenge.
No, Lance playing the piano.
Oh, Lance, hook us up with some challenge music, please.
Play that one song.
5, 6, 7, 8. Challenge time! Alright, what do we have?
This challenge?
What possibly, can I get a drum roll over there, please, real quick? We have tropicals. Tropicals.
So,
fruit I get punch, tropicals.
Fruit punch flavored,
fruit
everybody.
Fruit punch flavored pickle. Now, let me see this really fast.
Wow, my English still.
Now, let me see this really fast.
Wow, my English.
Yeah. Now, let me see. So. When I got these, I thought that they were cucumbers like soaked in fruit punch, but it's literally pickles that were already vinegared and then soaked in fruit punch, which is disgusting.
That is.
If it was a cucumber, wow. It would have made okay. Here, wait, show it in that camera, in Zeke's camera lens.
Looks good.
Sweet. Was it just washed out? That's all right.
It looks fine.
Well, that didn't look that bad.
I edited it while I'm on it.
Yeah. So I was gonna say something after that. Oh, so I bought these at our local Food Lion, Great Value Version. And my sister had heard of them before. Have you ever heard of these before?
I've never heard of them.
In my life. And there were a couple brands, as in people have gotten this before. Like, this is a thing that people get.
Like, it was trendy enough to where, like, other like companies other people started.
And that they got an off brand version.
Yeah.
That they're like,
yeah, this
you
is
know
like,
what?
This is the generic Walmart version,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah. Oh, it was Walmart. That's where we got it from.
Yeah. Great Value. Yeah. That's.
So. I'm excited, and it'll be refreshing. So Sam said that he wanted me to give a taste
shout out to Bargain
update.
Mark.
What do you say?
Shout out to Bargain Mart.
Bargain Mart? What are you talking about?
Bryce.
Read the comments!
Read the comments.
Sorry, I see it now. Oh, I forgot.
Bryce is just seeing
how your taste was doing.
So, I tried to act all tough. I want to just make a something, statement.
Make a confession.
Confession, that's the word I was saying.
You come to confess.
Right when we went to break, I was dying. I didn't reach to my water because I wanted to look cool. And my name is Logan Paul, and I am owning up to my mistakes. With that being said, also we did during the break, we got a new viewer, Jassy. What's going on, man? He's viewed when Lance and I used to make our podcast. He was always on there. So what's up, dude?
What's cracking?
How do we just dive in?
Pop him open.
Can I get? I gotta
get me get a really good pop noise in there.
Ooh. Oh wow!
So satisfying.
What was that?
That's right.
All right. Oh my gosh!
I don't know. Actually, I'll smell
that. Give it up.
It's
good. Lord.
Give it up. Let's go. Can't be worse than the fart. Ooh!
It's good.
No.
Smell. Wait, why are you blowing the eyes? What are you drinking?
I'll drink it right now.
Do it right now.
Drink a little bit.
Is it terrible?
I'm getting a sweet and sour. Sweet and sour kind of feel.
It's probably,
drink it. Actually, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as you think.
It's not good.
But it's not terrible. It's that creek water or something. Then I'm a good aftertaste.
Yeah. I just don't like vinegar.
How did you... Oh.
Here, let me try again.
What do you try again?
Dude, I got it.
Oh, speaking of which, oh my gosh.
Feel good?
Is it good going down
the hill? Shoot. Knocked him out, dude. It knocked him out, crap.
We need back like up a little, there, buddy. A little nappy can.
Drunk.
You are drunk already?
Can you go get some paper towels? And by paper towels, I mean toilet paper because it's closer.
Yeah.
Thanks. Can we have a sound effect for Gabrielle? That's so good.
He's
yes.
Like
there are paper towels.
Intro.
All right, so I'm gonna give you double layered just because.
Thank you.
You're gonna smell for the rest of the entire 20.
I would smell like this. Thanks, buddy.
You guys have like candy or something afterward that
like
we
some
can
sort
just
of
like.
Sweetness.
Yeah. Let's get some candy on the set, please.
Peanut roll or
Oh yeah, the peppermint bark.
Carved
out. Good peppermint bark.
Oh, right. We have gummy worms.
Oh, that's not bad.
Sorry, guys.
just
messing around with
I
you.
Need to get Burger King seeing that hat. Oh, and you also have your crown on. I forgot that.
It's every day, bro. Right, you know me.
I don't. I'm afraid to take this out and get it anywhere. Like, have it drip anywhere.
I know.
And smell it forever.
It'll stay.
I want these to smell like
for
it.
A long time.
Gabrielle!
What?
She's already gone. Can we get some paper plates?
Oh, thank you.
Paper plates, everybody. Just hold on.
Everybody
second.
Give it up for Gabrielle.
Right there.
Oh, the whistle thing. The H3H3 with the slide whistle. Easily my favorite one ever.
Better watch out, dude.
What is
watch
that?
Watch out, dude. Watch out. All right, we have our lovely assistant here, Gabrielle. My sister.
Thank you, Gabrielle.
Marshmallows.
No, thank you.
Gummy worms.
Okay.
Wow, much better.
Sour trees.
All right.
Skittles.
Wow.
And
we're
nerds.
Probably need all
oh,
of
you can
it.
Still have that.
We probably will.
All right.
We don't want to purge
so,
this from
now,
our
Ellie says the sound effects give me life.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Thanks, Ellie.
Hey, Ellie. Ellie coming from Austin. A new location.
Pickle time!
It's Pickle Rick. Oh, there's a
Pickle Rick.
That's gotta be on there.
Okay.
I'm gonna go down on the ground because I don't want it to get on the thing and smell it. Like I'm telling you, I'm nervous.
Oh man, let's go.
You want to
oh
just hit your
gosh.
Plate?
Oh gosh, yeah. All
right.
I'm just
extra points if you eat the whole thing.
What up, biatch?
Oh.
Can we hold our nose while
oh,
we're...
you gave me a fat, juicy one, didn't
we
you, big boy?
We got some thick boys.
Yeah.
That is
wait,
a
can
slug.
We, so can we hold our noses? Okay. I don't think I'm going to be able to smell it. While it...
Dude, you better eat it or you fail.
I can. Have you ever seen pickled eggs?
Yeah.
Those are actually tasty.
Dude, I have buzzers.
Oh,
he's just
kind games. Of
discovering the soundboard.
Out of time, baby. Wow.
much rehearsal was put in.
Oh, sorry. You lose forever.
Pat Sajak here.
Sorry, you don't get to wear the crown of
Gondor.
The crown of Gondor. Crown of Gondor. All right. So
man, this smells so
I'm
bad.
Ready, dude. I'm
no,
ready to dig
I'm
in.
Not, I don't.
All right. Get your drinks ready, dude.
Should we do fastest
yeah,
to eat?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think water's gonna help you.
Fastest to eat it?
Just let it slide down.
Oh! Let it slide down your gullet.
Hold on, I've got a video that. Oh wait, let's.
You wanna do this challenge?
Type in guy eating hot dogs whole. Right now.
Show me this video.
I think I've seen
this. Hold
on.
And he spits it out. And then.
Oh man.
Wow! I don't want this near my nose right now.
Are you talking about Frankie McDonald?
No.
No.
Oh,
this guy just like swallows the hot dog whole.
Man, this I can't. Like I literally have it on my hand and I don't want it there.
You will eat it.
Well, I'll eat it.
Right, I don't think I can touch it. I think I have to use my paper towel to touch it.
Get out of the way, idiot.
Fastest hot dog shooter in the Northwest. I've never seen nobody be able to do this. I can do it quick. Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna see you do that, Sam.
With the ventral.
We're gonna go viral with this one.
I don't know what he drops over though. Gone.
This girl in the background.
This girl's like, this is my man! Oh, those noises.
You can get some distance on it, though, huh?
Gross.
So that's what we're going to be doing with the weird...
I'm sorry if I hit the condenser mic.
That's fine.
I'm probably...
You're on with projectile?
With projectile.
All right, wait. Oh. My son.
Don't let me hear your drink.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. All right.
It's gender neutral,
it doesn't
but it's your
matter.
Son.
It's gender neutral, but it's my son. All right, I just want to dive in. I'm really excited about
you
this.
You just want to
dive. All right, what's this thing? You guys ready?
Let's just do it. Let's just go in.
I don't want to touch it.
Countdown,
countdown,
countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's not good. Notes of... Notes of...
It's fine.
It was because I'm holding my nose.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
I really like it.
It's the best.
Oh, I can lick my fingers all day, dude.
I got a little bit left. Oh, I opened my nose.
Hey, ladies.
Ladies, he's single.
That was a legit gag reflex I just had right there.
You are at a party.
Pickle party.
Oh. I'm going to re-eat it.
I'm out.
Yeah, it's like a dog.
Can you chill out?
That was...
Dude, what are you... Dude.
Disinfect it, dude.
What are you... Get him back there, dude. Here we go.
Ew, get the candy for the tree or something.
Are you okay?
He's done.
Soak this, dude. Soak this, dude. Here we go, dude.
Ew, that's so gross.
There's a trash can.
I can't like root beer, dude. I tried to it tasted like root beer for 2 seconds.
This was not a good idea.
Can I try one?
Yeah. Be my guest. Do that.
Gabrielle in the house!
I guarantee
Pat, if you enjoyed that, let us know.
I guarantee nobody eats these for fun.
No, there's gonna be that one person out there.
You boys want a pickle?
Oh my gosh,
love
these.
You boys want a pickle?
Here's the thing.
Give me
a trick. Can.
Thank you.
Gross,
where's
dude?
The paper towel?
No, thank you.
I threw them somewhere. Found
I
them.
Think we
no,
need
thanks,
more.
No, thanks, dude.
Not more pickles.
Yeah,
I'm in paper towel.
Dude, that.
Clean it up.
That's
clean it up. Who's typing? Who's typing?
It came from the dump.
There was literally one time where I gagged and I thought it was gonna
yuck. Yuck.
You want more?
I need
more pickles?
Dude, that you were going for distance.
Okay, here we go.
I was gonna projectile.
Gross, dude.
I don't want my fingers to touch this, so I'm gonna pour them out on the table.
That is a wise idea. You
smart little bit of gummy worms for the boys.
Oh. Ah!
Dude, it's disgusting.
Oh. Pickles with gummy worms, dude.
Oh,
yeah, shoot!
Gabrielle went 1 second in the ring.
All right, here we go. Look at this, dude.
It's
gummy worm
salty.
On a pickle.
Why is
covered,
it so salty?
Covered.
What is wrong
in root beer.
It got on my sleeve. It's gonna smell for like.
Ah! Oh! I can't do it. Ah, right here, right here. I already put my mouth on it, dude.
What's the worst that can happen from you putting your mouth on it? It's already the most disgusting what is that on your plate? That looks like the thing from Stranger Things that will...
It looks like dart. I'm not kidding. It looks like dart.
All right. Thank you.
Ew, it's like stuck.
Here you go, dude.
It's like the juice...
What are you doing, dude?
Oh. What kind of juice is it again?
I just wanted to see it, dude.
Fruit punch.
Okay.
It's like...
Thank you, Gabriel.
It feels like a spicy fruit punch.
Oh, no, I got some on the black tart.
Oh, it's just...
Oh, well.
I can't...
Gross, dude. I can't get rid of it.
I'm done. Thank you.
Man, it's one of those things where it looks like somebody spun a wheel.
Where'd you buy that from again?
Walmart.
Thanks for the wonderful experience that we all got to do.
Oh, my God. I bought it with a gift card, though. Oh, no.
We're going to
have to...
I have a wrong and right thing.
So were we right? Oh, we were wrong.
You're right.
We were right.
Zeke, you should make a... You should make like an electronic song based on the wrong and right noise like back to back. I don't think anyone.
There's a bubble on here. Oh, that's not a bubble.
That better not be a bubble of freaking vomit. Fruit punch pickles. Copyright infringement.
What the?
He got shot, dude.
Don't like that at all, dude. This.
He got bought out by Disney.
Oh, is that what I smell?
Yes. So I'm.
Lance, here. You can have it.
Right now, I'm genuinely trying to think of something worse, and I can't.
You can't, dude.
Vomit? Eating your own throw up?
It's every day, bro.
It's
every day.
Tropicals, great value.
Great value at Walmart. I guarantee it'll be at Walmart because there was like four or five brands.
Dude, what are you doing? Come on.
There was two brands.
It's because you got the Walmart brand, that's why.
Dude!
Stop. That thing is so gross. Eat the pickle!
Oh God!
Oh, my hands smell like it.
Oh! Oh, baby breath!
Did you try to give it CPR? Dude.
little baby CPR.
Stay with us, Pong. His name's Pong.
What? Oh, there's a... What?
There's a pickled seed on my water bottle!
Take that!
Oh, that one's empty. Oh, I don't... Oh,
It's every day, bro.
You ready, boys and girls?
No.
It's every day, bro.
Can I wear your crown? Oh! Oh, the foam, though. Dude, I can make it look like I'm a little elf.
Can't wait, dude.
We out here. We just trying to take names. I was going to say, can we make it really quiet for a second? Give those to Zeke.
Yes, thank you.
It's dress-up time.
Wait, I want my crown, though, instead.
Those are pretty red.
Because my crown.
Fair.
You want the glasses?
Yes.
Okay.
What can Sam have?
Do first lock.
Can I?
Get out my baby.
Can I have a baby?
Sam, can I have a pickle?
Take good care of me. Yeah, Sam, here. How many left?
No.
Can we get rid of this, please?
I'm here.
Let's get rid of it.
That one actually had a little juice behind it. On that little guy.
Sweet. All right, so. Dump the juice down the sink instead of throwing it in the trash first. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure it is sanitized. Bring the bleach.
Oh. Yes, it's on my keyboard.
You need to stop like stroking my beard. Like I can.
Do you need like a Gabriel? While you're at it, can you wet some?
Can you
bring the moist towelette?
Can you bring a moist towelette?
Yeah.
Not with alcohol on it though.
Why not?
Because I'm an alcoholic.
Excuse me. Oh, gross.
Hey. I'm for you, big boy.
Oh, that's per. Well, you can have it.
Shut up!
Is there on the
Give it to Sammy. He's got another
First,
mustache.
Let me get my.
Oh. Oh, that was actually supposed to go over there. I'm sorry, I took the win.
Huh?
I think you and Sam should do the couples test that Sam and Haley were going to do. Sam since y'all are brothers.
Yeah, I wanted you guys to do a couples test, but. That's okay.
Sam.
Could you come on and do a couples test?
That's probably a better. Look at how it bubbles up.
Oh, look at that.
Dude, this is waterproof.
Get the camera.
Get the camera on this boy.
Get that on here.
Shout out to,
I can't let that.
You can kind of see it.
Oh!
Whoa.
Oh!
It's every day!
Oh,
boy.
It's every day! Oh,
play it, please.
Sam, did you tell your story?
Ew.
I told my story.
I love that story.
Hey, Sophia, you're not late. You're on time.
That's actually really impressive.
Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
See?
Oh, you messed up the table.
I did. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And with that being said, let's see. Wait, I did have one question. I just wrote down an obscure question that I heard, and I was like, I kind of want to ask this. And it's actually... Oh, yeah, okay.
In relation to...
It has no relation to anything. I just heard it, and I was like, this almost feels like one of those interview questions that they would ask you, and how you answer depends on if you get the job or not. But I also might be thinking way too far into it. So that's that.
Okay.
So here it is. Here's the scenario. Zeke, you ready for this? You haven't heard this yet either, because I wanted you to hear it.
I'm here, big boy.
Okay. So your friends invite you to the beach, and you have $30, mm-hmm. right? And no bathing suit. Mm-hmm. You don't have a bathing suit. What do you spend the money on?
Food.
Wait, what kind of clothes am I wearing, though?
I don't... You're just right, like, now. Like, if it was right now. Somebody's like, hey, we're going to the beach.
I'm wearing my khakis at the
beach. Jokes
actually,
on them.
That's
I
something
wear
I would
speedo
do. I would wear my khakis.
Under everything. I just always wear a Speedo.
I always have compression shorts. All right,
well,
I feel like double as a
I was just wearing my underwear after my swimsuit, so I wouldn't waste my money, I guess.
And then what would you use the money on?
Buy root beer.
Food.
See, that's... I would say food 100%
root
of the time.
Beer.
Or root beer. Probably not... Maybe not root beer.
A Tommy Bahama chair.
Oh, wait, yeah. Hey. Hey, I don't... Hey.
I want a lounge.
Hey,
boy.
I don't
just
go...
An old
I don't
man.
Go out in the sun, so...
The sun doesn't ever move.
Move.
Skin, so
I don't spend my money.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, how much money did you say you had, bae?
$30.
You could buy a new newer mic with that.
At the beach.
We could start a podcast down at the beach.
What's up, guys?
Zeke, do you remember when we went and the military was testing their jets and it was so loud every 5 seconds?
Yeah.
And
no, actually I do. Actually I do.
You're so mean.
Didn't we go to the beach at the same time? At that, like, y'all were at the beach and I was at the beach with my dad and sister?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I think you probably went a few days either after or before us.
I was away, though. I was not around.
Every time we talked...
No, I was at school. Maybe that was it.
Every time we talked something, you'd hear... when we were like...
Your ground has like a reflection on the ceiling every now and then. That's good. BK.
The foam is sticky.
Classic Burger King, you know what I
mean? The foam.
I hate the
wait,
phone.
So did,
the
you
phone?
Wanted to...
Stop!
You wanted to do a survey?
Mm-hmm.
A survey.
Okay.
What's a survey?
Hit me up.
A survey?
Or like you just said you wanted to do a survey.
Originally, Haley and I were going to do
more
it.
Questions,
yeah.
dude. More questions.
More that was my only question.
Oh, okay.
I thought I had more, and then I typed in psychology questions. They were on the...
Here you go.
But then, wait, no, Zeke, you said
you had your
a series questions. Of questions you were going to ask me and Haley.
Oh, I actually have that tab. I can find it, though.
Okay.
Here you go. I'm just... Oh. As you get.
Oh, stop. Oh, I gotta stop smelling my
I've
hands.
I've been falling.
Dude, I know my hands smell so bad.
It smells so bad.
Dude, this trash is leaking.
It's leaking. It better not be
like
leaking.
Like air, leaking air molecules into the air of whatever we just ate. Is there such thing as ESP? Don't like that question. What are you doing? Yeah, I don't like any of these. These are all like not fun and serious.
I had a GGA thing going right now.
Fun wasted. Psychology questions.
Fun. You can listen to the podcast if you put that in right now.
Okay.
God, we have 9 viewers right now.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Look, okay, this might be the best time for us to tell you. This episode is going on my channel right now, and it's going to go on Anchor, which is in the link below. That'll be on the podcast, and then it'll also be on iTunes podcast app. Legit. But, was going somewhere. Oh, but the future episodes will be on Twitch. Same time, but on Twitch because of obvious reasons. That's right. That was like one of those innuendos that didn't actually have anything to it. But they'll be on.
You're wearing an AirPod?
Yeah, I'm
how dare
trying
you.
These out.
Fun.
Yay!
We'll see how it goes.
Fun psychology me. Quiz. Is that bad? That doesn't sound good at all. That sounds like it's going to be like Psych 101. Fun psychology test questions.
Thanks, boy. Here you go. That was it.
I don't want true or false. Do you have your questions ready, Lizzie?
Have you ever done like what's your like what like Lord of the Rings or like what Star Wars
oh,
character
yes.
you
like
are based
Blesky
on like your
questions?
Myers-Briggs personality type?
Yes.
We did a prank call on Jonathan yesterday.
Oh, we can throw up a quiz up on here. Do a just type in BuzzFeed's quiz and go down 5 down. Oh, look. Jake Lear just said podcast looking moist.
Thanks, boy.
He texted me that.
Probably
thanks, Jake.
Gabrielle spilled water.
All right, water. So, oh my gosh, I'm done. All right, so here we are.
What is this?
Is there a way to turn the brightness down on that TV?
It's yeah. all the way down.
Can you, like, not complain, please?
I thought it was perfectly... I thought it was already good, dude. Was it not?
Oh, no.
The buttons are so weird.
Hey, man. I thought it was good, man.
Oh, man. I thought it was good.
Did you see Thor Ragnarok?
I did.
You know, Korg. It looks like you're talking to I have no friends, that's why.
What fuck my webcam for?
Does that look like nothing's changing?
Do that,
Oh, no, it's going. Tell me what that looks like, Z. Lance.
And it's just not in focus. I'm going
to
try it.
Oh, so it wasn't my fault.
I'm just kidding.
Dang.
All right, so where do we go? Let's see.
Oh, I can see.
Oh,
it
there we go.
Choose your ideal.
I guess it doesn't have to be two info. Oh, go to settings, Zeke boy.
Oh my god, I keep calling Lance Zeke.
I'm changing the settings now.
Oh my god.
Oh, find out how easily fall for internet BS, real or fake.
Oh, that's easy.
Is it?
Yeah, do it. Do it right now. Let's all collectively do it.
Plan
no,
because
now you're
fake.
Talking.
Wait. Go back up for a sec. Go back up for a sec. Wait, not that far. Scroll down slightly. Slightly more. Plan the perfect fake wedding to find out how old you'll be at your actual.
Yes!
I'll be like 55.
That's. People put that together.
Alright, image of.
Real up and close, Zeke, there, Lance.
Women.
I'll get your name right one day.
This image
it's
of.
Because it's out of focus, you have to change it in.
Waving a white
settings.
Head scarf is from the mass anti-government protest in Iran.
Wait, what did
and
you
literally
click on?
Can't see what it is.
What did you click on?
I don't know. Real
oh,
or fake, dude?
Oh.
I don't know what the question was. I forgot.
I'll read it. This image of a woman waving a white headscarf is from the mass anti-government protest in Iran.
Why is that a true or false thing?
I don't know. Is it real or fake? I think it's fake, dude. Yep.
Oh.
Called it. This is not a good one, dude.
Mm-hmm. Change your mind, I don't like it.
See ya. Alright, where's the ones about friends?
Somebody just asked me about the podcast.
Tell them that we're live.
If you're not at the table, you may not
you can
speak.
Change. Go back to the web control.
You may not speak if you're at the podcast.
And then turn on auto-focus
and just change it to yeah. Are we
turn on
auto-focus
and then slide it?
That looked like
straight up
diarrhea.
Just zoom it out and we'll just announce it. So you can still see us.
Okay.
Jonathan just sent me and said, am I going to get another call?
Should we? We got a call.
Not much of a prank call.
It's more like a...
Prank call James Brumman.
A fake call. Dude, Jonathan, if you're watching this, we seriously want to get you and your dad on this podcast.
Ew. Did you just say moist?
He said moist to two different people, so he's reusing the same jokes.
Yep.
Jack?
Maybe the first one you were supposed to go to Gabrielle.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, dude.
So anyway.
BuzzFeed quizzes on what?
Just do BuzzFeed quizzes and...
I did that, and that's our website.
Well, don't go to that one then. Just scroll down and find a juicy one. Trending. What Disney
can
princess
you hear
are
that?
You?
Yes! 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 Will you take it? Who wants
which
to go first?
Disney princess
who wants to go first,
Dave?
Yeah,
yes,
I'll go first.
That one.
Here we go. I'm going to guess what I am, and I'm going to be Jasmine.
Okay, let's start. Come on, where is it, dude?
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Esmeralda is not a Disney princess.
It's down below.
Will you please click? Will you please click the question?
Sorry, dude.
Right there, click it. Will
you?
Like, a guy made
oh,
this.
Oh, I lied.
Sean Fagan.
You can't even see it, dude.
It's a type.
Refresh.
Open in Chrome.
Open in Chrome. Okay, I lied. I'm not a Disney princess.
You have to type it, I think.
No, you don't.
Good night, Sophia.
Good
night, Sophia.
The deepest would you rather quiz ever?
No, I don't like that.
Oh.
Look at the phone. We can do that one. It'll just get really, really weird.
Harry Potter. There you go. Surprise
this thing. What is your Horcrux?
I'm surprised this thing isn't conked out.
Horcrux.
I'm a cat.
If you don't get 15 out of 15 on this quiz, you'll probably be
you're probably
an
idiot. Hey, we can do that one.
Look at the stream when I go to your
account. Oh my gosh.
Now look at Sam when I get to your
camera. Can we fix my webcam, please? It's so bad.
No, it's already passed.
Oh, it already passed?
Yeah.
It was just him. The way the baby was staring right into the camera.
That is so crazy. Leave Pong alone, dude.
His name... Pong.
Ping?
Ping
is...
No. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Brightness all the
is
way
he
down.
Is he looking in the...
Wait, Lance, can you switch it to mine and fix it? Oh, I do not like him looking in the camera. Yeah, Lance,
yo,
this is all the way turned down.
Oh, well.
Who is?
My friend.
Hey, friend.
No, no, no. Get it closer, because no one's next to me.
Yeah, turn it to the left, and then zoom her in.
You could even move that. You could move it.
I know, I'm going to do this.
Just as long as it's not in Sam's camera.
Oh, I have to unplug the other one.
Just pick it up and move
that's
it. Oh, wait, no, that's as far as it goes.
It's just crooked.
Level the tripod head.
It's so crooked.
Here, look. I got a master's in this.
I'm finishing these marshmallows off for right
now.
How
does that
boy look? I don't know, Lance.
That looks better. Now you have to move it back.
Hey, move it. Yeah, move it up.
You hit me up with some of the marshmallows.
Please stop talking. That'll do. That'll play. That'll play, child. We need to get another, Dude, what if we... A marshmallow under
marshmallows
there.
Just fell.
I'll eat it. Don't worry. Oh, it was an M&M. My favorite rapper of all time. Except his new album.
Why not me? The Baby King.
You're my favorite rapper of all time.
Baby King.
I don't look good with this thing.
It's funny looking. I will tell you that. And I will tell you
Sharpay.
That. Sharpay. Sharpay? Okay. What was... crazy you need to take? Go back. Go back. That one says you need to take them, so...
I guess we have to.
All right, 10 BuzzFeed quizzes you need to take.
What state do you actually belong to?
Oh, yes, thank you.
This thing is from April 14, 2014.
Which
so it's very relevant.
What career should you have?
Oh.
Let's take that one.
Where should you have actually studied abroad?
Okay, what career?
Oprah. Ready to lose? Oh, ready, let's begin.
What would you
Why do these all show up for?
Dude, just try opening them up in another browser and see what happens.
Yeah.
What happens if I put on my computer?
Try Chrome.
Okay, let me copy the link.
When you pulled it onto your computer, did it look any different?
Uh-uh. Mm. Okay, let me do this.
I think Chrome is the answer.
Chrome
Bryce
is
said
the
he just won his first Fortnite
Chrome.
Duo. That a boy. Did you stream it, though? That's really the... That's the kicker.
Touch?
Maybe.
Dude, these literally don't
Some
load. They don't load. I'm not kidding. They're not loading.
Well, it looks like we're not taking any BuzzFeed quizzes.
Thanks, BuzzFeed.
We have something else to do.
What's our list?
We do have something else to do.
It's a surprise for you, bae.
Surprise. Wait, how are we going to set this up?
You just explain like how it started and how long ago we did it and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
What?
Is this the video?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
I heard a rumor about it like 17 weeks
ago. We pranked you, dude.
Did you really?
No, not really. It's kind of a prank. So, we basically set up a fake Tinder account for you, dude.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did
we
I get any calls?
Hooked up with a butt ugly people. No offense.
There are a couple pretty. A
couple hotties, but probably kill you in the night.
Some.
But
for every hottie,
there's some psycho
two
girls
naughties.
Who would hook up with you like that. And Lance... We have a whole video on it. We screen recorded and everything. Lance, like, there's some...
I just want to show you some of the...
There's some desperate girls out there.
Did y'all chat and stuff?
One girl wanted to hook
yeah.
you up, wanted to hook up with you in, like, the first 20 minutes like that.
One girl was like, do you want to... What did I... Hold on, wait, I can find it.
Should I read them out loud?
Oh, we also found Kaylee Thagar.
You
matched with her. Kaylee Thagar? You don't remember
her? No, I remember her.
Oh, okay, yeah. Where is she at?
Did you just land that? I am the one.
Look how many matches you had.
Oh my god.
You still
gosh.
Have more up there?
Man, I'm famous and I didn't even know.
On Tinder.
Dude, Bryce, add
okay.
me on Fortnite. What's my name though?
Oh, my thing's not working anymore.
Actually, I think it's Bayfield.
Wow. The webcam is real. Definitely not centered.
What?
The webcam.
Oh, it's a little to the right, but that's part of the fun.
So this girl in her bio said, I like Vine compilations,
what?
So we told her you made one, and that's what she responded.
Oh my gosh. So they said, I made a Vine comp, want to see? And then a heart.
Yeah, we accidentally sent a heart, because if you do that...
Yeah, we accidentally.
There's some button you hit. You just accidentally hit.
And they said, "Yes, please. You're like my dream man. Looking at you is and then the drawing emoji.
We found you. Your true love.
Add me on Snap.
You're welcome, dude. You're welcome.
Hey, Lane. Hey, Lane is her name.
Dude, that's a hot name. What are you talking about, Lane?
And then they said, I'm only here for hookups. And they put some profanities. Yeah, I would F the S out of you.
Thanks, Lane.
Thanks.
Her name was Haley.
Hey, Lane.
No, wait, no.
Her name is Haley, but she said, add me on Instagram, Hey Lane. Or on Snapchat, Hey Lane.
Shout out to Hey Lane.
I guess her Snapchat name is her real name.
That was the worst of us.
Sorry.
Wow. That's something special. Thanks, guys.
The video is more funny.
I'm excited to see that spectacle one.
Well, okay, so we tried to edit it, and like when you were talking about how it's really off. Glitchy and
it's
off,
super glitchy.
No matter how many times I cut it to match, it won't do it. It's impossible. Yeah. So it's so dumb. I got so mad when I started editing it. I was like, dude, this is stupid. Because
I did a video. Did you ever see my emojis video where I talked about? I made one. And I had to cut it. The only way to do it was using a clip and then not using a clip and then using a clip and then not using a clip.
Yeah.
The only way.
So stupid.
Like, dude.
We did it in my room on the couch. It was really fun.
Oh, that's right. Jazzy said, night guy is almost morning for me. Where are you from? I don't want to.
Sure.
I think India. Because we were talking about shirts that one time. Is he the Instagram one? I can't remember his name. The Instagram name. Because it was different than this name. That's fresh. That's a different time zone than all of ours.
Dude,
for show.
Fresh.
Show.
All right.
I want to hear your couple questions. What if Sam and I answer them?
I have a couple questions.
Could do that. Here we go. Or the baby and I could do
it. Or the baby and you could do it.
He doesn't talk yet. It doesn't talk yet.
It gotta use gender inclusive.
Gender inclusive. It's so funny. You can see what Lance is doing on the computer right here. Did it just quit?
We'll refer to the child as it until it has determined its own gender.
We've dropped a lot of frames.
That's all part of it. I'm watching the stream.
Drop your frame.
All right, here we go. Here's some questions, boys. Here is! Can I get some music, please?
Are we doing this?
Are we doing this?
Can I get some music, please? 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh.
Come on, Lance.
21 questions. Yay. Can I get some 21? 21 questions to test how well you really know your partner.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so question number one. What's your partner's least favorite body part?
Oh, boy.
Well,
what's Sam's least favorite body part, Bay?
Bay. I don't know. I like don't want to answer.
You will
know,
answer.
Like,
you
do
will
you think,
answer.
Boy?
I don't know.
I already know.
Hands.
Dude.
You know?
No.
No, I don't think it's my hands.
It's your legs.
Legs?
No.
Your feet. Your feet.
No.
Feet.
What is it, Haley?
Nose.
Oh.
No,
what?
So she doesn't like your nose, but.
Wow. Oh, the truth is.
Dude, you have just been exposed. Exposed, dude.
All right, want to hear the actual answer?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's my neck.
Really?
It's my Adam's apple. I'm like super, super self-conscious. If Abby was right,
dude,
it's like right
don't
here.
Care about that. All right.
I'm glad you guys don't. That's just why I'm.
Just get some surgery, dude. Not that hard.
Dude, it's
hard.
Don't be self-conscious.
Just slice it off. You can probably do it yourself. Who cares?
All right, Bay, I think you're least comfortable about.
I know.
I bet you could guess.
Your belly button.
No, that's Martin.
No, talking about
oh, that's Martin. Okay,
yeah,
that's
I don't
my only,
that.
That's
I think
only,
my
that's my only guess. What is it?
My legs.
Your legs?
That's why I always wear pants. Because I got little tree
trunks.
That
was actually my second thought. I was like, he's got the Adidas pants like all the time.
I don't like the stubbiness of my legs.
Okay.
I hate the size of my feet.
You got clown feet.
Hate my clown feet.
We have the same size foot.
But the thing is, like...
Do you hate my feet?
Yeah, dude.
You don't look like you have big feet.
Yeah, I know.
It's proportion-wise, you can't tell. Like, I'm about 1 foot tall, and I'm... it's double size your head. I don't want to take my shoes off, because my feet stink.
Oh.
All right, what's the next question?
All right, here we go, here we go. When your partner was a child, what did they want to be when they grew up?
I actually don't know.
I mean, I wanted to be many things. But
I did too, but...
Magic
school bus... Magic school bus driver.
Don't go with that. That was the one I was like, nope, gonna retract that one. We're not gonna talk about that one.
Here, I'm gonna guess one.
There's like one of two you could probably... say.
Did you ever want to be a marine biologist?
No. Gabrielle.
Really?
Yes.
Hey.
You wanna guess again?
Let's see. I feel like I should know for sure. I'm trying to think of like your room. No, I have no idea. Firefighter.
No, I wanted to either be an astronaut.
Dang it,
at
I was
some
gonna
point,
say an astronaut.
Or like Superman.
Be Superman.
Career day in like probably in like first grade or something
Superman
like that.
Superman is so sweet.
I showed up in like a Superman costume for career day.
That's amazing though.
Oh, so dorky. Okay,
I said mine today.
You decided.
You
today.
Might have been. Well, no, I said one of mine.
Oh, you said one.
That was mine for a while.
I don't. Was I here?
You were there. I think you were doing something on the computer with your dad though.
It wasn't a vlog. No,
it should have been.
I want to be a full-time blogger, guys.
Call me Logie. Logie.
I wanted to be a professional golf all-star.
No.
Okay.
I didn't play golf. Well, I did play golf a little bit. I didn't start
no,
until
I was
high
kidding, because you didn't.
Wait, you want to be a professional golf player?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, that's what
no,
you
no.
said. I was like, oh.
No, I did say that, but I knew that wasn't me.
It's my cousin. It's my cousin.
I don't know.
Good job, Robert.
I wanted to be a hibachi chef. With
Are
all
you
the
kidding
tricks,
me? That's like, awesome.
Kabuto's.
Yes, yeah, I wanted to be that forever.
Zeke, when's the last time you went to Kabuto's?
My birthday.
Are you going this year?
Yeah, you should go again.
Probably.
We
Wait,
went
did
to
you go last
family
year?
Only.
Oh, sorry.
Did you go last
Lance,
year?
Lance, you're coming, right?
Oh,
just
dang.
So yeah.
What's that other one called? It starts with a Y.
Dude,
Yamato's?
This baby's
it's
arms are like
Kabuto,
falling
no,
off.
It's Kabuto.
Kabuto's
we went there for
Yamato's.
A few years. Kabuto.
Oh yeah, I saw that with the Minnows.
Mm, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
next question.
So next question.
Oh, that's a boring one.
I want to hear Zeke's too. I want
just screen like the best questions because we probably shouldn't do like all 21 of them.
Yeah. Okay.
This baby.
Oh.
Meditating.
Hey. I want my child, please.
Okay, one sec. He's meditating.
What's your partner's favorite smell?
It's meditating.
Pickles.
The tropicals. Favorite smell.
Have a seat, idiot.
Are you an Old Spice
Positive
guy?
Positive reinforcement. Good
is that
parenting.
Your favorite smell? That would be a pretty good smell.
The tropical pickles.
I'm an Old Spice guy.
Oh.
You're an Old Spice
Positive
guy?
Reinforcement.
But that's not my favorite
Strong
smell.
Strong scent.
I swear Old Spice.
Dude, I got a really random one, but I'm gonna have one that's not as random.
Doritos.
But I do have like a legit favorite smell. Doritos.
Doritos. Cheese.
Your favorite smell
that's
is...
That's like my favorite commercial. Anyway.
Shoot, I have no idea. That's a tough one. To answer for
I don't even
else.
Know mine.
Haley, what's my favorite smell? Is it my perfume? Oh, yeah.
Japanese cherry blossoms?
Oh, wait, you guys are dating?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
Do you wear the same perfume all the time? Like, you just, like, keep it...
Why wouldn't you?
I think that...
Yeah, that's probably my
Who switches
favorite.
Up their cologne
I
for perfume
switch my cologne
every
all
day?
The time.
You smell the same.
Dude,
I've
got...
I don't smell you.
I've got, like, a weekly calendar of...
My this is my
deodorant.
All right, so we're gonna go with Fiji. All right, then we're gonna go with Speed.
Degree active sport.
Dude, Speed Stick.
Wait, you don't like Speed Stick?
Not the gel kind. It smells like pee, dude. Well, the ones that my mom got at least, dude, it did not smell good.
Okay, what's the next one? Wait, okay. What was your answer? Sorry.
The linen closet in our house, which I think that everybody's linen closet smells similar, but like something about the linen closet.
Linen.
It just got like.
Oh,
that
I know
smell.
Mine.
Smell what?
The
linen closet.
No.
That linen
cleaner. No.
Scratch and sniff.
OxyClean. The OxyClean stuff that I... OxyClean detergent I use.
People get it.
My clothes smell it. I dump like a whole thing of it on my
Dude,
clothes.
Some people
when
sniff
I put
it.
In...
Some people snort.
Dude, I snort it. I snort
I could take that. OxyClean, do you like...
I
is there a specific flavor of OxyClean? Like
No, just the
OxyClean.
Just the OxyClean detergent. You can just buy that
up.
And it smells so good, dude.
If I got you cologne that was OxyClean scent...
Dude, you could probably do that.
Fragrance?
I'd wear it, dude.
Put it. You could just dab it on your wrist and.
I could just dump it on me.
You could do that. You could take a bath in OxyClean. I feel like that would get in your nethers.
It's tingle.
Next question.
So anyway.
All right. So, of all the ways there are to die, which does your partner fear the most?
Ooh. Oh, that one's not good.
Oof.
It's not good?
I thought the question was gonna be like, how would you go out?
Drowning's scary, but that's
not. Yeah, drowning definitely.
I think drowning would be my number one because you don't die instantly.
You don't.
No.
Unless you black out, which I think that even then.
Yeah. Mine's being set on fire.
I feel like that. Well, that's true.
That's also, it takes forever. A while.
You sear for unless you're in.
You're just in so much sheer agony when you're on fire.
But I wonder if you go into like shock, like trauma shock.
Dude, no. Oh, yeah. Yo, death is pretty bad, but you know what's like kind of worse than death? I mean, you're alive, but like after being set on fire and you're in the hospital, just laying there. Me and Lance have already agreed that if it happened to one of us, we will pull the plug. You will pull the plug, right, Lance?
Yeah, I would not want to. Like, imagine being in a full body cast. We got you.
Wait, so like, what would be in that pack? What like medical condition do you have to be in order for that?
If I look like Anakin, pull the freaking plug, dude.
I think I would call it at joints. If I can't move my joints,
kill me. Shoot me. Down. Get me a gun, dude.
That goes for anything. Like, if I get paralyzed neck down and I can't move joints,
I was literally just when I was telling you that in the car, I was like, dude, if I'm paralyzed from the neck down.
I can't. I mean, have you ever seen those people that are paralyzed from the neck down but can move their hands? Like, it's everything's paralyzed except for their hands.
Weird. No, I haven't seen.
It's like it's a different part of your. I don't know.
Guys, I'm paralyzed from the neck down.
I know. Like that guy on that show we were just watching with his inverted elbows.
Yes.
He just walks with his inverted. Anyway, next question.
Okay, so
one more. We'll do one more.
Got my reading hat on.
Last one. Gotta make it good.
Make it count. The foam is really.
It's just over his eyes.
Oh, what are your partner? You want me to read it?
And if you don't say partner, if you don't want to, you can just say friend.
Partner.
No, you guys are partners.
Partner. Oh,
what are your friends' favorite and least favorite aspects of their work?
Of their work. What kind of work? Like work? Like
we don't have careers.
Or like creative work.
We're still in college. We don't.
That's why I said
we don't address
like
questions
say,
about the real world.
Zeke and I do the same thing for 4 hours straight. Sometimes.
That's my favorite.
I don't know how you do it. I'm not gonna lie.
When he podcasts, dude.
Have you seen what he does?
Not
he
like actually seen.
Literally, it's a spreadsheet that's up all the time and little photo slides, and he types in a 6-digit number, gets another one. 6-digit number, gets another one. The whole day, nonstop.
Is that you literally don't do anything else?
That's it.
It's fun, dude.
It's actually fun. Is it really? Because you can just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, podcast and I'm zooming, dude.
So basically, here's the cycle. I get boxes and I organize everything, and if there's like duplicates of anything, I put those to the side and organize everything into one, and then I give it to Roy, and Roy looks at them and then makes them what's the word, like makes less of them.
Yeah.
Settle. I don't know. There's a word.
Just gets rid of copies.
Yeah, gets rid of the things that he doesn't need, but tries to get just the best ones, and then gives it to Zeke, and Zeke.
He just reduces it down.
Yeah. Reduces. That's the word. He just reduces as much as possible, but that's why he looks at everything, like every single one, but. Then Zeke puts them into the spreadsheet, and that's the cycle.
Dang, yeah.
Pictures. And, I guess that's true, because we both just listen to podcasts the whole time.
Yeah.
And you kind of just get lost in what you're doing. It's like what people say about running a marathon. Like, you get, like, it kind of sucks at first, but then you just kind of get going, and you're just
in it.
You're all of a sudden, like, 4 hours passes, and you're like, oh, dang. I think it's not for everybody, though.
Definitely not. No. But,
Okay, my job. We're just like answering the questions.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. We don't know.
We're not developed enough.
I guess my official.
Wait, I do have a good one though. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. My official job right now on campus is I just do like equipment checkout. So for all the media, so all the art and communication students who need to check out cameras and like gear like that, like 1 hour per day, one of two people will like check out equipment. So I only work for like 2 hours a week, so and it's only an hour a day that I would be working, and I just like sit there waiting for people to like come and check out equipment or
is it
turn
part
their
of a work
back.
Study?
Or is it's it... not. No, it's just like they need like I TA for for the art and communication professor.
But you've told me the cool part about your job is that you get to like take stuff.
That's the best part. I'm getting to that. Rent. So I'm talking about you're right. I'm talking about the worst part. It's like the hours suck. They're like, I only get 2 hours, but it is
a week.
A week, yeah. So, but it actually, it's not the worst job. It's actually kind of chill.
Yeah.
For just sitting there. And then
you can just rent everything.
Yeah, that's what Zeke was totally on about. What my favorite part is I get access to all the equipment, and then I'm like the last person to check anything out. And
that's
like
sweet,
also like the first person to look at all the equipment, so I can kind of like I can take what
analyze
I need.
Analyze. That's sweet. Have you ever had to crack a whip on somebody that was like late?
I mean, we don't really crack the whip. We just find them. It's awesome. It's on an automated system now, so I don't have to get like aggressive with anybody. We just find
you
them.
Just like it. See, you need to send like a mail, an envelope to them.
Dude, where's the boom mic? Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
All right. So, which of your friends' achievements are they most proud of?
What achievement am I most proud of yours? And yeah, okay, bye.
Yeah, your movie.
Where's Perry? When You Reach Me.
When You Reach Me.
The sci-fi?
Yeah,
okay.
Because you got to do that in LA, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the one?
Probably most fun.
Was it up there?
I
guess you could categorize different moments.
Can't see you very well.
Like success moments or like special events.
I'm proud of that one because like I was out of my comfort zone and I was like trying something new because I was producing it.
Yeah.
And that's like, I should definitely never produce anything.
Yeah,
unless. Unless I'm like credited as a producer because I like really helped with the story development. That is the only way I should ever be called a producer.
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't let me do it.
Producing, no.
I guess my biggest...
That wasn't it?
I don't know, because like... I don't know. I guess Where's Perry, maybe, because...
That was the spy one, right?
Yeah,
that was the spy. Sweet. I actually really like that one.
That's more because like I actually like... kind of had my own crew and people that I could just like I
that's
get
why I don't like
some.
Hollywood. I like doing stuff where you have control over everything.
Yeah.
And then you find your people. Haley and I have talked about this a bunch. Like we like finding those people that you know you work really well with and you have good energy on set with and you know like you can like kind of almost telepathically just like
I think connections are more important than like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like finding those people is just like that's goals right there for like for me.
It's tough, but it's good.
That's
sweet. I really like that video.
Thanks. So I don't know if that is, but like, but I am like I'm like just figuring out like this is what the career I want to do. So like that was a good stepping stone. So I'm proud of that, and also probably When You Reach Me, just because of like what it represents.
Yeah,
going
and
out
the,
of LA.
The, yeah, I was gonna say the story behind it and actually being in LA.
Totally.
And the, like you said, comfort zone.
Okay, for you, your biggest, what you're most proud of, besides
Quiet Wave.
Besides this podcast, probably Quiet Wave.
Probably Quiet Wave.
Quiet Wave, maybe. Yeah.
And just building it up from like starting from T-shirts and like a brand and a logo, and then kind of building it out a little bit.
I think when it works, it will be.
Okay.
I still feel like it's not quite where
you
want it to be.
Or where you want to be.
But you've spent such a long time on it.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine like there's still like a sense of like fulfillment
a little bit. Yeah. As soon as things start to piece together, I think so.
What about your YouTube channel?
YouTube channel is really one. But that's another one that's just a slow growing thing. It's not really like a moment.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Every time we film something, that I feel really accomplished.
When we finish something, like after edit, it's always so stressful during and like during pre-production, post, and like during filming it. But when we're done, it's like that was so worth it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like a video that. Like,
is there
one
definitive video that like would represent like an achievement, or is it not a video? Is it something completely different?
It would probably be a video. That's like. I don't know. I guess I would broadly categorize it as a couple videos have been like my. I don't know.
You have a Parthenon of.
Yeah.
Or Pantheon of videos in the Hall of Fame. Definitely the egg challenge. The you and Lance.
The Lance. That's true. Maybe the Lance and Man in the Kitchen one.
Lance and
the Kitchen. That was my most honorable moment. Because that's really what started everything. That needs to be like framed. On a constant loop. Have you ever seen those Polaroid pictures or picture frames that plays a video?
Yep.
That's the one.
You need to put that in there for sure. What about like
the role play button that we're gonna get soon? We gotta get
next year. Within the next year, gold play button.
That's all we need.
What about
you get gold play button for how many subscribers?
100,000. No, gold play button's 1 million. Silver is 100,000.
I thought
Willie Z.
No, 5 million is diamond. Or 10 million is diamond.
Okay.
50 million is the...
What's the least one you can get?
Silver. Okay. 100,000. We can do that.
You can do that.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
All it takes is one pump. If we get one... Like, those videos, those tech review videos that I get tons of views on just randomly, I think that that's a semi-secret. Just keep doing those.
For I'll like, do a tech know? Video. Give me an Apple product, and I'll just, like,
bash
tear it.
It
to pieces.
Do, like, the opposite of that everything iPhone guy?
Yeah. It's like, actually, this thing is a piece of crap. I don't know why you're
and
still
that's
watching
a video.
This. That's it. That's
what if we did that? What if the next iPhone that comes out, we're like sneak peek on the new iPhone, you're like, this
so,
is terrible.
This is
it's like 6 seconds long.
The iPhone poo.
I pretend like it's an iPhone, but I like pull it out of the box and it's just like a potato.
it's just like toilet, like used toilet paper. That's what we got. And
try to type on it.
Do a bunch of
type
yes.
on the toilet.
Do like
dude,
the,
this thing's so bad I can't even send a message.
And then you
like,
see like the
thing?
Stains on my
phone. The only good thing for it is just
Nutella and toilet
yeah,
paper.
Use Nutella.
You just wipe it. You just go.
But you know those
iPhone.
You know those The videos where they do the slow box open where they like pull it up and let it slide out, let it do the whole slide out, and that's the reveal. You're like, so we gotta, and it's like a rock at it, so it gives it weight, but then a used toilet paper, and you're like, so here it is, it slides down, it's like, and it's just used toilet paper right there.
And then,
oh my god,
cut.
Yeah,
that's our sneak peek.
That's it.
All right, so you don't have like that definitive
video? I don't have a definitive video.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of like one video that we made where I was like, this is it, this is the one.
The Jimmy Fallon thing.
That one was good too. Doing the Jimmy Fallon, cause that kind of made a like a serial videos where we're like a videos that add on to each other.
I always liked those.
Yes.
When they add on.
Yeah, I don't know. Willie Z. That's it.
I said
Willie
Z earlier.
Yeah, Willie Z.
I was wondering if you were gonna.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah.
Yes,
Willie Z.
Z.
I was like.
That's it. That's the one.
Willie Z was the best.
Willie Z was
Willie
the best.
Willie Z.
One. Oh my gosh! How did I forget that? I was like, I know that there's one.
We haven't done one in so long.
We had
we
that.
We tried four.
Fourth one.
Yeah. No one will ever see that.
The shortest car chase ever.
Ever. Good night, dude.
Not sending any messages.
Promise.
But yeah, so what is your seek?
What's your proudest accomplishment?
Crew?
Mm-mm.
Really?
That was fun.
The beginning
of the way anything.
To speak with Zeke.
Oh, God. anything I do, I feel like is an accomplishment because it's just a step closer to the stuff I want to do because I just want to entertain people. So
how about Bloodshed?
So stuff like this. Bloodshed's good, but stuff like
this.
This
could be your
stuff. I feel
this
like.
This could be it.
Because, like I said, I just love to entertain people. So just stuff like this, it always feels like it's a step closer to what I'm trying to get, because all I want really in real life, and it's a lot to ask for, I just want a show.
I do too.
I want a show where I can be myself, I can say what I want,
and
no one cares,
yeah.
And people are like, dude, this is awesome. So that's all I want. Every time we do something like this, I'm just one step closer. So that's why I love this podcast, because we can just do whatever. Dude.
Netflix
yes.
special.
Netflix,
July.
Netflix, I'm waiting, dude. Netflix, I'm waiting, dude.
All right, I think we need to wrap it up.
Yeah, gotta wrap
we're
it up.
We're at 1:35. We need to, what should we? We need to, this can be our deciding factor on what we do for an ending. What's our ending for these? Do we just end with the?
It's
the
every
song?
Day, bro.
All right. We just go in and we're like, hey, guess what?
Hey, guess what?
Why is it quieter? Oh, it's quieter than everything else.
There you go.
Drop the baby right in front of the one camera and just cut to black.
Oh, that's too good.
So right now, guys, we're wrapping it up.
So we're
sorry,
up.
But
remember, this is something very important. Are we gonna do next podcast on Twitch, or maybe do one more here?
One more, maybe on YouTube. I don't know.
Okay, so let's say we're gonna say one more in here, yeah. And we're gonna say that then starting February. What's the date? Should we just do that starting February? Do you on Twitch?
Yeah.
So that we can set a time.
It's the
'cause,
fifth, I think.
Guys,
yeah.
We're
so
gonna be
month.
Doing it every. We're gonna be doing a podcast every Friday at 9:00.
Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. So because we had a couple people that were not in our same time zone.
Yeah.
Eastern Standard Time. Here's what I do.
But if you missed it,
it will be on YouTube.
It's okay.
But you can get the world clock on your clocks app thing and just put in Eastern Standard Time.
iPhone or Samsung.
What?
iPhone or Samsung.
Yeah, that's on everything.
Pro tip.
But that's
take it
all
from
we got.
Pro.
We're gonna be on Twitch. This will be on podcast on the iTunes podcast app.
Yes!
Probably by the end of the day.
Which, if you're watching this later, it's already on there probably.
And next week, we'll have all the equipment. Yes. We'll have better stuff. We'll have everything we'll need. And other guests besides my brother, even though he was a great guest.
We had a great guest.
Thank you. Will have other guests. Do not worry. It won't just be me and Bay rambling on and on.
Which
don't
it might be. It might be that.
Sometimes it is, but it's great. Thanks, Sam. Thank you so much.
Had a good time being here. We're glad you guys.
And that's it.
That's about it,
I hope you enjoyed Let's Talk, our first official podcast. We're going to have Lance play us out, and then we're going to peace out.
Play us out, Lance. 3, 2, 1. Give me something.